Each fall, Maryland Humanities One Maryland, One Book program brings together diverse people and communities across Maryland through the shared reading and discussion of one book. Discussions occur at public libraries, high schools, colleges, museums, bookstores, correctional facilities, and other locales around the state. Lynn Wheeler, Executive Director of the Carroll County Public Library, shares why One Maryland, One Book is a vitally important program for libraries throughout Maryland.
As a public library, we strive to connect readers to interesting books and to provide opportunities for readers to share their thoughts about books. Therefore, we were delighted when Maryland Humanities initiated the One Maryland, One Book program. Carroll County Public Library has been a participant since the program's inception in 2008. During the 9 years of the program, each book has offered an opportunity to broaden the reader's understanding of the human condition. A Hope in the Unseen by Ron Suskind was the first book. It offers heartbreaking insight into the struggles even the most brilliant students face in a dangerous and underfunded inner-city school. This is a title we otherwise may not have focused on in rural and suburban Carroll County. The One Maryland, One Book program provides multiple copies of the book to participating libraries so that many people have the opportunity to read simultaneously. We hold book discussions at each branch and in partnership locations. The reader's guides produced by Maryland Humanities are very helpful in leading these discussions. Maryland Humanities has encouraged and provided support for programs corresponding to the book theme. In 2014, we were honored to host Raina Grande, author of The Distance Between Us, which vividly portrays her experience as a child separated from her parents as they make the dangerous trek across the Mexican border in pursuit of the American dream. Carroll Countyans were very interested in her journey, as evidenced by the packed house event. I had the opportunity to serve on the One Maryland, One Book selection team, which is drawn from librarians, teachers, bookstore owners, professors, and others throughout the state. The discussions leading to the final selection are vigorous indeed. Maryland Humanities staff does a superb job coordinating the selection process and planning events. Each year, the featured author speaks to audiences throughout the state and at the Baltimore Book Festival. One of my favorite memories was witnessing the excitement of young readers during Sherman Alexie's visit when his book, The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, was the 2011 selection. Students packed the speaker's tent at the festival, eager to ask detailed questions about the book and to hear more about the author's life. I am also grateful to have been introduced to the work of James McBride, whose Song Yet Sung was a selection in 2009. His book, Good Lord Bird, won the National Book Award in 2013. This year's book, All American Boys, by Jason Reynolds and Brendan Kiley, just received a Coretta Scott King 2016 Author Honor Book Award. Each year, the One Maryland, One Book is selected to correspond with the theme. This year, it is the 21st Century Great American Novel. In conjunction with that theme, we are honored to be working with Everyman Theater to engage youth in the art of writing, using personal narrative to express a story.
One Maryland, One Book discussions near you can be found at mdhumanities.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.